I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh shit, we got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Done, yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
Hey everybody, this is Steli FD with the Startup Chat. And for the first time in over 3 years, I've messed up. I forgot to hit the record button at the first 2 or 3 minutes of the podcast today. The topic is going to be about consistency and execution. Now, obviously broke the rule, not consistently clicking the record button. And here's what we're going to talk about. The meat, the best content of the episode is all recorded, so don't worry. But I just wanted to reintroduce it so the episode doesn't start kind of in a weird way. Consistency is one of the most important topics for me personally, I know for Heaton as well. You know, it is what makes the difference between people and teams and companies that are good versus those that are truly great. It is the enabling factor to true greatness, in my opinion. And in today's podcast, we're going to unpack that. We're going to, you know, poke holes in this theory. We're going to challenge each other. We're going to talk about how teams execute consistently, why it's important, and how you can think about it in a little bit of a different way that might enable you to become a lot more consistent and kill it in your execution. All right, without further ado, enjoy the episode.
Be consistent in living those values as an organization. So if you have values, are you consistent in living them as an organization? If you don't have values, then I think I'll drop a Steli bomb and say, why the fuck don't you have values? Why haven't you written them down? Like, you can't be consistent without having some level of values written down or represented in some way so that the company can literally follow them. So consistency doesn't come without, for lack of a better word, rules.
You need rules, you need guidelines, you need clarity, right?
What clarity.
What does execution mean for us? What is really important? What is valued within our company? Within our team and organization. And then once you have that level of clarity, you have to have the conviction to enforce that those rules or those guidelines. You have to prove that those are not nice to haves, that those are not just like, you know, cool ideas that you'd like to sometimes adhere to, but you have to demonstrate that everybody has a level of commitment to these rules, to these guidelines, to these values. And whoever can't keep up with that, or whoever isn't as committed to these, can't be part of the team, can't be part of this company, right? You have to have real conviction in uncomfortable moments to enforce them, right? So everybody knows that this shit is for real. This is not just lip service. This is not nice to haves. These are absolute must-haves, and we're all committed to it. And if we want to be the greatest team there is, we can't fuck around, and we can't do this sometimes or a little bit. We're doing it all the time, and we're all in on these.
Yep, exactly. I think that's really the gist of it, right? If you can't come up with what those things are, then you're not going to be able to move. You're not going to be able to do anything. Your efforts towards consistency will literally be non-existent. And that's something that I think people have a hard time with, because we're not naturally inclined to be like, oh, I should live up to these values that I have, and if I don't know what they are, then how can I live up to them is essentially what, if I were a sort of team member in a company, that's what I'd be thinking. So if you have no values written down, or you have no ability to communicate them, there's no clarity around what they are, then the consistency just doesn't happen. And for us, I think defining consistency is literally like when something happens to your organization, whether it's a fire or a good thing or a day-to-day, what people are doing, are they consistent? Is there a consistent communication coming from the company to their customers? When a customer comes in and they're very angry, how do you respond? Is that response consistent when one person comes and with kind of anger towards a company or criticism? Is that consistent when someone else comes to the company with anger and criticism and things like that? And part of this is like not knowing how people are actually interacting with customers or interacting with the world between the company and the world. And so there's also a component of visibility. If you want to get consistent in your company and have execution consistent, whatever that is for you, then you need to be able to understand how people are communicating. You need to be – and I mean even communicating internally. So one thing for us is like at one of my companies is like we have these processes that happen. And for a long time, we've been honestly a bad kind of consistency. We've been consistently late on saying we're going to ship a product on a certain timeline and actually making it happen. I know all of you listening, including Sally, like, yeah, that's like common, dude. Like, yeah, but to me, that consistency of not doing it is a big problem. It is a massive problem. So now every Monday, there's actually a meeting that a couple people have and they talk about the projects and the timeline and where we're at, right? That's cool. That happens. That should happen. And they're talking about where we're at and whether we're going to make it on the dates we set like a week ago, a month ago, or whatever it is based on the timeline. Then we do one more thing, which is we literally have a document that talks about each project, whenever it does actually get delivered, how late it was, what the project was, how late it was, who was involved, and why it was late. And then what we're going to do about it next time. And so I think there's this level of brutal honesty and granularity when it comes to consistency that I don't see most people doing when they have a problem or a pattern. So to me, consistency of execution starts with knowing when we say we're going to do something, we're going to do it. So that's the value, right?
Yeah.
Then it comes to, okay, in what areas of the business are we not doing that are really important to us right now? We might even list all those out and prioritize. Okay, these are the ones that are most important. Shipping product to customers is super important. It's top of the list, right? Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? We're failing. We got an F there, right? I'd even like score them like you're in school, right? We get an F there. We get a straight up F.
Ooh.
So then we put all our energy towards figuring out why and then getting to an A+ as fast as possible. That to me is a representation of how to go from a bad type of consistency, a pattern that's bad, to getting that consistency of execution that makes everyone proud.
I love that. So this is such a gem. I don't even want to ruin it with a lot more detail. This is going to be a really short episode. But, you know, I just had an aha moment where I thought, you know, maybe it's not. Maybe you're always consistent. The question just is, are you consistently good or consistently bad or consistently inconsistent in your results, right?
I love it.
So maybe
it's so powerful.
Maybe the reframing here is that we're all consistent. We just have to take a really good, brutal, honest look at what kind of output are we putting out there in the world. Are we, you know, consistently late? Are we consistently up and down in terms of our results? Or are we consistently keeping our word to ourselves, to our customer, to our teammates, and executing on the highest level without any excuses or explanations? And so we all just have to move from wherever we are, the consistency level or range, all the way to the consistently good execution level.
I like that. So we're always consistent. Are we just consistent in the wrong ways or the ways we don't want to be?
Yeah.
And how do we change that?
Yeah.
Which you now have a framework from us.
Beautiful. All right. We'll wrap this up. Thank you for listening. We'll hear you very soon.
Later.
We'll be right back.